At the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention, we're going to visit with Evelyn Brown, who is from Cullman, Alabama. And Evelyn is the chair of the American National Cattlewomen's Beef Cook-Off for 2013. Evelyn, welcome. And let's talk about the Beef Cook-Off, first of all. I mean, this is a program that's been going on for quite a while, isn't it?
It has. It's been going on for several years. It's where we engage consumers where they can submit beef recipes, and we have 21 finalists that we have at the end once we select the recipes. We're actually looking for cooks all across the country to create some new beef-focused recipes. Our grand prize winner would be $25,000, so it's a very nice contest. It's one of the top three cooking contest that they are. We have some great categories this year that we're really excited about, which is belt tightening beef recipes, and that talks about healthy and affordable beef recipes that are great value to prepare, semi-homemade beef recipes, recipes that combine beef and fresh ingredients with prepackaged food products, and real simple beef and potato recipes, and also craveable fresh beef and fresh California avocado recipes. So we're really excited about those categories this year. It's going to be a whole new area of reaching out to consumers in a different way as far as the recipes to get them involved with some new tasty products. So we're excited about that.
Now, how does this work? Does it start at a local level and then work up to national, or?
What it does, it's an online submission of recipes. We have entry dates is January 15th through April 15th. And they go online, beefcookoff.org is our website. And they submit as many recipes as they'd like in any of those categories that I just went over. And they can, once those recipes are submitted with the guidelines, we go through and get the finalist out. And then we taste test all those in the kitchen. And that way we get down to the actual 21 finalists. There's 7 of those that selected for $1,500 prizes in each division, and then we'll have the grand prize winner that will be announced this year in Washington, D.C. at the Metropolitan Entertainment Cooking Show. So that's where our grand prize winner will be actually rewarded for their recipe this year.
And you get a lot of national media coverage at that event, I'm sure.
We do. At that consumer base, we reach about 30,000 consumers as far as one-on-one, and the actual winning recipe will be demoed there at the Metropolitan Entertainment Cooking Show, and we have a big outreach of consumer base there. So it's one-on-one, the cattlewomen with the consumers, telling them about our beef product, how nutritious and delicious it is.
Okay. You are a cattle producer. Tell us about your operation.
Well, we have a small cow-calf operation. I live in Alabama, so we have a lot of green grass there, and so it's easy to really to raise, you know, nutritious beef there, and we really enjoy the farm and love being on the farm. I was raised on a farm and just have a love for the industry, and then I love to cook, so I got into the American National Cattlewomen several years ago, and the National Beef Cook-Off was one of the things that you could actually be involved in. And we do all of our outreach, our consumer base outreach, it's all volunteer time. So we have a lot of hours spent in there, but really if you have a love for the industry, you know, it's not any time at all. So you'd like to get out there and just reach those people and tell them really what you do raise and how wholesome and nutritious it is.
Well, it's important to have the folks step up who want to promote the product, and appreciate you doing that. So as far as weather goes, are you in good shape there with rain and moisture this winter?
Yes, we've been in actually very good shape. We're not in a drought. We've had a good season so far this year. We've actually had more rain, so we're doing good as far as our crops go and grass, and we're just very blessed in our area where we're at to have the rain and not be in a drought. So.
Well, we appreciate the report on the Beef Cook-Off, and good luck with the program.
Thank you so much, Ken.